Charlie BA Mobile.
4HKX Mobile.
HKX, KB4CBA. What are you doing? You out here in all this, with all these other people driving around?
Tim, I'm assuming you are too since you're on the radio.
Yeah, I is. I'm headed to the sports club for another tennis match, so, but anyway, so, you still working?
First up, just starting my trip toward the house. I'd stop and get diesel fuel and lighten the load a little bit and heading that way.
Did you say diesel?
Mental truck, so. Burning diesel, so I had to stop and get some.
How much is diesel running these days? I don't keep up with it.
It's on which side of town you're on. Over here, I just paid $3.07 for it. But on that side of town where you live, it's usually $3.59, $3.79, somewhere in there.
Oh, that's crazy. It's funny, gasoline's like that too, but I went to a place on 291 and it's let's see, it's traffic light right before you get to McAllister, old McAllister Square. I think well, who is it? Anyway. Oh man, I can't even remember who owns it now, but the sign at the station said 289, and so I pulled up and started pumping gas because everybody else was 299, and when I looked down, it said 299 on my on the display, and then I looked at the sign and it said you know, that I had to pay cash.
More and more of that around, discounts for cash, because the credit card processing fees have got out of hand.
What changed, but you know, they're talking about taxing waitresses tips and even their cash up to at least up to a certain dollar amount or percent or something. I'm not sure how they're figuring that, but yeah, to me that's just wrong.
We won't get into the tax debate on the air, but I think a lot of them are wrong and need to be done away with, but we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Well, I got some sunshine right now. I tell you, this morning it was, the wind was blowing a little bit, and I played at 9 o'clock. It was almost chilly when I got out of the car.
Out this morning, about a quarter after 5, it was 60 degrees at the house, and the temperature is still dropping, so it probably got down into the upper 50s at the house this morning.
I didn't look, but it had to have been around 60. And that breeze, you know, felt so good. It felt like air conditioning. But they say it's going to be, I think, 90 by Sunday. So, you know, we still got some hot weather to go through, which is fine. I mean, I don't like it blistering hot with high humidity, but I'd rather have, you know, a warm day rather than a cold day.
Temperature is today. Start off a little cool and warm up and enjoy the little cool breeze in the morning. That's spot on.
We have a friend that lives in San Diego, and they say the temperature year round. So, but I don't think I'd want to live in San Diego.
I'll pass. Greenville's a little too big for me most of the time. That's why I like coming down here during the daytime and then leaving.
Greenville's changed a lot since, you know, since I was born back in the 50s, mid-50s, and I tell you, it's really interesting. In fact, this part of, what are they calling it here, Haywood Road, the part I just got onto from east-north, used to not exist, and it goes up to Pelham, and it goes right through one of my friend's house. I just drove through it, and I remember we were over there one day, and he said, well, we got to move. He said, they're building a road right through my house, so they're buying our house, and and so sure enough, they did and tore it down, and we have this section of Haywood Road here to go up to Pelham because they needed the road for the mall.
Just part of it when expansion happens. But change is the only constant, so I might as well get used to it.
Exactly right. That's one thing that you can count on is change. Well, have you been on HF lately?
Have not. What's going on?
The reason I was asking is I haven't been on lately, but the last time I was on, it's pretty dead. So. I mean, you know, there's a few people on there, but I think it's not the lack of interest. It's the sunspot cycle or something. So anyway, propagation is just not real good. I didn't know if it changed any or not.
Couldn't tell you, but I was talking to Eric this morning. And he said he made a contact on 10 meters all the way to Australia on 5 watts yesterday.
KB4 CBA mobile. Well, I don't even want to hear stuff like that. do you know what kind of antenna he was using?
He was telling me he had just little buddy poles stuck out in the yard with the ground radials. It wasn't a couple feet off the ground.
Oh, me. Well, okay. I've made contacts in Australia on FT8 and FT4, but I don't think I've ever talked to anybody on sideband. So, but anyway, I guess that's can be one of my goals. That's incredible, 5 watts, and so that antenna must be tuned for whatever band he was on.
It's tunable. Depending on what band you want to be on, you put your loading coils in. But he was on digital modes, JSA call or one of those. I don't remember which one. Might even been FT8, but I can't tell you for sure. But I know it was one of the digital calls, but still, that's pretty long ways on 10 meters.
Yes. Well, I can make a contact on FT8. I've got a bunch of those, but I've never heard anybody on sideband, from Australia. But anyway, the other side of town. I'm over here in the mess of this road, Antrim Drive and Haywood Road.
25 North coming through Traveler's Rest right now. So I'm on the opposite side of town from you.
Well, so you're headed up the big hill, or you will be. The 6% grade. Oh, me. I remember I had a 63 Chevrolet Bel Air with a 283, and it was old. I mean, it probably had close to 100,000 miles on it. And I went down that grade. Let me see if I've still got the repeater here. And I decided I was going to see how fast that thing would go. I was going down that grade, and I just floored it and got to 112 miles an hour. And the windshield wipers started creeping up the windshield, and I decided, and I had recaps on, and I decided that was a sign. So I started slowing down.
Probably a good idea, but Dave, I'm gonna jump off here so I can deal with this little bit of traffic I had to deal with here. But you be safe, enjoy your tennis match. KO4HKX, I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Enjoy your evening, and yeah, better watch the traffic than you talk to me. 73, KP4 CPA Mobile.
4CVA, K and 4VWA.
Well, no, say it ain't so.
It's me, it's Ernest T. You need a winder broke? Hey, who was it that had their house tore down? Because Tommy Smith used to live over there on that road where they put it in, and his house is still there.
You and I were at Eastside at the same time. I think we were in the same grade. Lon Green. And I think his dad's name was Lonzo. But anyway, yeah, he's the guy that had to have his house torn down. And we used to go over there, me and two or three other guys, and jam. And he had kind of a basement area. It really wasn't a basement, but just a lower level of the house. And they were pretty well off. And it was a nice house.
Lon, L-O-N, Green.
Correct.
Well, he didn't come to Eastside then, did he?
I'm thinking he did, because I really don't know how else I would have met him. I know I didn't meet him at church, so it's really that. At that point in my life, that's really about the only two places I would have met him. Well, unless it was at the Hess station, but I don't remember him working there, so. But anyway, yeah, Lon passed away a few years ago. He may have had some health problems. I don't think he took good care of himself, and he passed away. I can't remember how many years ago it's been now, but several.
Those kids that went to, that lived there on the right in Heritage Hills, and on the left up in there, that's up in there where the guy named Jeff Bryson used to live too. And they all went to Wade Hampton. That's why I was wondering about that. So anyhow, I'm going to have to go look that up in my annual, see if he went to Eastside with us.
Could be wrong, you know. I mean, it'd be the first time today, but I could be wrong. But I don't remember lawn at in junior high, so at Northwood. It's kind of a blur, I guess. I just can't remember for sure how I met him, but maybe it was somebody that was in the band that went to Eastside, in Lawn, and I just became friends. I don't know. I remember he had a party one night, and the girl I was dating at the time, I dated her for about 2 years, he had a party over there one night. I'll never forget that.
Well, if it was one that you won't ever forget, that'll be one that I won't ever ask about. Well, yeah, I'll have to go look at my Northwood annual and my Eastside annual and see if he's in there. I remember faces. I remember names. I don't know what it is. I remember numbers and stuff like that, but I just don't remember names. Names are an abstract for me.
Same way. You could, if I'm meeting somebody new and they could come up to me and say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and what's your name? And I tell them, and then they could say, and what did I just tell you my name was? And I couldn't tell you. I mean, that's just how bad attention or lack of attention I pay.
No, it's called CRS syndrome.
Okay, KP4CBA. CRS. What is that? CRS, CRS. Not sure I've heard that one. You're going to have to enlighten me.
Can't remember.
Hadn't heard that one. Oh, man, I've heard the sometimers disease and that kind of thing. But, you know, when I was in the ministry, I worked at it really hard to remember people because, I would run into them in the grocery store and, you know, Kmart and, back then we had a Kmart and we only lived about less than a mile from the church, and it was a Kmart and a Winn-Dixie and side by side, and then of course Winn-Dixie went under and that place stayed empty for a long time. It was over in Berea. And then on Hunts Bridge Road. But anyway, and then I bet I ran into 300 or 400 people, and they go, yeah, I used to go to Bethel. I heard that a lot when we lived over there.
You went to Bethel, you probably knew Mike Hunter over there.
Who was that?
Well, he's another guy. He's about a year or two younger than us, and he went to Wade Hampton. I was real good friends with him, and he met a girl that went to church there, and then he started going to church there, and then they got married. Her name was Deborah Spoon.
Gosh, I don't remember any Spoons. I was there from 91 till 2005. I was there 13 and a half years.
Went there, but they had already moved on over to Chester, South Carolina at that point. He was an assistant he was a manufacturing manager, process manager for Russell Sportswear. And they had a plant over in Chester.
Okay. Well, yeah, that must have been before my time. But I did music and all the music, and then you know, visitation, you know, I went to the hospitals and I'd visit people in their homes sometimes when they were sick. And then I was in charge of the senior adults, and I would meet with them once a month. We'd go on some day trips, and twice a year I took them on about a week or a 4 or 5 day trip, you know, wherever they wanted to go. I sat down with one of the ladies, and we would plan out the whole year, and then you know, so we knew, and then I would make all the arrangements, and but we usually took the church vans. It's really amazing. We only broke down once, and I was able to fix it so we could get home. So, but anyway, yeah, got a lot of memories there.
A place called Bung Clarkin.
Isn't that up around Flat Rock?
I don't know. What we call ourselves is the teenagers. Not teenagers, but teenagers. And they've got a group over at church, and they're going up to Bun Clarkin for a few days.
I think it's up there around Flat Rock, because I've ridden that a lot on my motorcycle. It's, you know, it's just a little twisty, turny two-lane road up to, and you can take it up to Hendersonville from 25, and you go by Bon Clark. Is that Bon Clarkin? I don't know. Anyway, you see, I've seen the sign, and we used to stay at a place up there, you know, like over the weekend, long weekend, for our anniversary sometimes. I can't remember the name of the place, but it was real pretty. It had a waterfall at the entrance, and of course it was a man-made lake, but it was a beautiful waterfall, nice, very nice, setting there, kind of back in the woods, and they had their own restaurant and everything.
Well, we're not going to be able to go on that trip, but I've got a feeling we're going to be going on some of that kind of stuff here in the not-too-distant cross. Highway 11, and I just passed Highway 276 that cuts up to go to Caesar's Head. I'm coming back over from Seneca. I'm coming across the top instead of going 85 through the traffic.
When I was playing tennis this morning, we were waiting on our fourth guy, and I was trying to get his phone number from another guy, and I saw him walking in, but he was about 15 minutes late, I think, maybe 20. And he said that there was a wreck on 85, and he told us how he had, you know, taken different roads to avoid it, but I really couldn't follow. But yeah, that's the nice thing about Greenville. At least, you know, unless you're just stuck between the exits in a standstill, if you can get off 85, you know, you got different ways to get to where you're going.
But even those alternative routes are just getting ridiculous. You know, my office building over there is getting the same way. Batesville Road, they're at, what's the name of that place? Over where all the High Mucky Mucks live, off of Batesville Road and Parkway. Thornblade. Yeah, Thornblade's right up the street from my office building. And, man, the traffic in there is just getting ridiculous now.
Yeah, I was dragging my feet in case somebody wanted to jump in. That area right there, you know, 85 and Pelham, and then you got that, I can't remember the name of that road, but you got that four lane that turns off there, and you got a bunch of traffic lights all together just within a few hundred feet of each other, which is really ridiculous. And, you know, it just kind of stays a mess over there. We go over to a restaurant over there, and every now and then to eat California Dreamin', and you know, it's always really crowded, but we usually come down that road that goes by Thornblade and, you know, try to avoid as much traffic as we can. I used to play some tennis over at Thornblade, but I just quit going. It was just getting to be too much. I'm having to back off just a little bit because I'm getting to the point where I'm overdoing it.
Days get longer, and we get longer in the tooth. The amount that it takes to overdo it gets lesser and lesser.
KP4CBA. Well, I think the heat, you know, had a lot to do with it. And I was playing nine times a week, and you know, I was just really. But I mean, I felt fine, so I was doing it. But now it's kind of caught up with me, I think, or something. And you know, I'm just going to have to drop some of them, and I really don't know which ones to drop. I don't like getting up early and playing in the morning, but then again, when it gets cold, it's going to be dark. You know, I think what daylight saving time changes in November back to Eastern Standard, and then it'll be dark at 5:30, and we don't play till 6, and the lighting out here is just, it's awful. It's, I mean, they're putting in the new bulbs, but they're they don't give off as much light as the old ones. It's really amazing. I don't know how that can be. They, but anyway, I won't get into all that. But anyway, it's just a mess. So I don't know what I'm going to do this fall and winter because of the lighting issue.
The place where you're playing, the management's just going cheap on you. They're probably trying to put in lesser wattage, well, lesser lumens, LED lighting.
Well, that could be. I don't know what the wattage is. But they're not changing the light frame or anything. They're just putting in it's a circular bulb of LEDs, and it fits in the old square frame of what's already up there. The LEDs, like Thornblade has LED, and man, it is bright. It is, I mean, you can see so well at night there. I'm going to get, I'm pretty good friends with the guy that's over the tennis here, and I'm going to ask him to step out one night when it's totally dark and look at court 6 and 7 and compare them, because 7 still has the old bulbs and 6 has the new ones, and yeah, the service courts, the four service courts, six, you can't even, I mean, you can see it's just dark. And then you can look over at seven, and it looks like it's got the LED lights. But it's actually got the old ones.
I mean, the guy that's changing those things out, he knows what he's doing. And he's trying to cut the power consumption and cut cost. But, you know, he's cutting his power cost by going to LEDs. And if he does it right, you can get just as much light. But, you know, hey, what can you say? Somebody's trying to overshoot the runway trying to cut cost. And you better get him to go ahead and do it now because, hey, those LEDs last a long time. So if he gets them up there, and they stay up there, you ain't going to get them changed.
I'm afraid of. Alright, well, I'm sitting here at the club, so I'm gonna go on in and check in and start warming up for our 6 o'clock match. So I will talk to you later. You be careful out there on the road. And oh, by the way, are you planning on going to Shelby?
Come fast up there.
It's always Labor Day weekend.
I've been up there twice now, and both times I was really disappointed. Did you go last year?
I didn't, but I know what you mean. I mean, it used to, I've gone back, you know, years ago, and it was just, I mean, you know, bustling with people and vendors, and, you know, people had stuff set up outside. It's not like it used to be by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, and I really don't need anything. I would just like to go just for the heck of it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, is that on a Friday or a Saturday or what?
I think Friday's a setup day, but I'm not sure. But I know Saturday it's open. I think it opens at like 6 o'clock or something. It opens really early, and then I think it's open by half a day Sunday, but Saturday's their biggest day.
Just assume not fight the crowd, but if you want to ride up there Friday, you know, go up there like Friday at about 11 o'clock in the day or something like that. If you want to try to do that, you know, I'll ride up there with you.
I'll look at it online and see what the days and hours are. I usually go up on Saturday, but anyway. Alright, well, I'll talk to you later and behave, if that's possible. This is KP4 CPA, clear after yours.
Look, I'm dead, Dave. Have a good game, buddy. 73, and I'll talk to you. Hey, just give me a holler sometime on that ham fest, and if you want to, we'll ride up there and maybe we can drag W4NGU along. all right. So you have a good time. I'll talk to you. 73 is KN4 VWA. I'm still mobiling home on Highway 11.
The Amigos, KP4 CPA.
Pirate 40 test transmission. 73 heading across the mountain, Pirate 40. Test transmission, Pirate 40, Papa India Romeo Alpha Tango Echo 40.
VW KNWA. Try that call sign one more time there, bud.
It's going to come back to you on the repeater. KF4NXY.
There, Dave, I'm sorry. KN4VWA.
Dave, yeah, I heard you say you was heading to the house on Highway 11.
Bean time. Did you catch that fella's call sign? That pirate guy there? Did you catch his call sign?
As you said, I don't think he had a call sign. He was just a pirate station of some sort or something. I'm not sure anyway, and I was trying to explain to him that you know, if he didn't put a valid call sign out there, nobody was going to talk to him.
Well, some people love shortcuts, that's all you can say. But anyhow, in the meantime, what are you up to, big man?
I'm paying for my air conditioning, paying for the comfort of having a comfortable home. I'm sending Duke Energy $389.15, which they won't buy September 13th.
Now, Dave, you know, you're supposed to keep it around 70 degrees, not on that ML setting. You know what ML setting stands for, don't you? Meat locker?
We don't keep it that cold. Matter of fact, don't even keep it down on 70. We keep it on 74, but it seems to run a good bit of the time to keep this place cool. We don't really have any insulation in the walls much, so it's not a real efficient house.
Okay, well, yeah, that can sure run your bill up. Well, just think, we're fixing to come up into the cooler weather. Well, yeah, plus, and it's been extremely hot out there, extremely humid. It's been rough, but you'll catch a break on that power bill here pretty soon, and then you'll start moaning and groaning about the heat bill.
Our heat bill don't usually run all that bad, but it wasn't real bad out there this afternoon. I took some trash out to the burning barrel and, you know, messed around out in the backyard where it's kind of nice and shady. It wasn't too bad at all.
I wish I could have stayed around the house today. I had to go over to Seneca and make money to pay for Mama's toys.
Her dad, I went in last night, in mid, and got a sleep study done so I can get me a new CPAP machine. The one I got just kind of quits working when it takes an ocean, and that's kind of aggravation when you got that mask on your face and all of a sudden you can't breathe for a while.
Exactly what you're talking about, man. I've been wearing one for about 14 years now. And I tell you, once you get used to it, it's a whole lot better night's sleep. But have you heard about this new thing they've got now that they implant in you and run a wire up to the back of your palate and it's supposed to stimulate your palate and open your palate up, keep you from snoring, and you don't have to wear a mask anymore?
I think I've seen them on TV. I think they call them Inspire or something like that. I'm already looking at a gadget to have implanted on my back to help with my back problems. I don't really want two different gadgets hooked up inside me.
Well, I can just see it now.
The doctor made a joke about walking through one of them, you know, security doors or something and getting a daylight zap data because it triggers your device.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I'm going to cruise on across Highway 11 here and I'm going to get into the house, Mama's already fixing some nice burgers for us tonight. And then we're going to head off to church. And by the time I get home from church, I'm going to be sitting back looking at the inside of my eyelids. Hopefully not in church. But I'm going to just, by 9 o'clock, I'm just going to call it a night. So, well, listen, you behave yourself and stay cool. I'll talk to you a little bit later. 73s, KN4 of NWA. I'm moseying home. Still on Highway 11. Mobile.
Be careful out there. The Alexa earlier was telling me Channel 4 was over Travelers Rest. There was some shooting or something going on there. Oh, but I'm talking about Highway 11. I got a first cousin lives up that way, and she puts pictures of the big black bears that come in her backyard from time to time to visit. So if y'all cooking hamburgers, keep an eye out for them bears. I hope y'all have a good evening and a good service at church. And I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Before you go, let me just tell you one thing. The only bears I worry about is the breed that has the hemorrhoids or the Polaroids.
Been running them down Highway 25 a good bit the last several days, and then be out there in pickup trucks and all kind of stuff that they didn't used to ride around in.
I guess I've been kind of fortunate because I really don't speed that much. I never get more than 10 over, and, you know, that's generally the rule of thumb. If you're less than 10 over, they won't fool with you. And, you know, I just mosey along and try to. Anyhow, I'm going a second time. 73, KN4 of NWA. I'm clear, buddy. You have a good evening. 73.
Yeah, Marie just brought me a plate of fresh cooked okras, fried okras, so I'm going to chow down on it. KF4 and XY.